If school teachers could take a couple of weeks off right now, they'd be floating around the Caribbean on a cruise ship with Congress, sipping piña coladas and indulging in the dinner buffet. That's because the two groups are enjoying the honeymoon phase of the Every Student Succeeds Act, which passed on a bipartisan basis and was signed into law in December. ESSA, as it's known, is an extreme makeover of No Child Left Behind, which never had a honeymoon because it was a shotgun wedding.
Among politicians, it was very popular because it was the first thing out of the gate for the Bush administration. It demonstrated that Congress could work together to pass a bipartisan bill. And so I would say among Federalist issues, it was viewed as a great triumph.
That's Lizanne DiStefano, Professor Emerita of Educational Psychology at the University of Illinois in Urbana.
Among educational professionals, it was viewed as a tremendous intrusion of the federal government into what had previously been a state and local domain, education, and also starting out with a set of expectations that were unrealistic for teachers and students.
No Child Left Behind, sometimes called NICLEBY for short, required schools to administer standardized tests annually and proved that an increasing percentage of students passed those tests every year. The goal was for all students to pass the test by 2014, even children living in poverty, children struggling with disabilities, and children still learning the English language. Mike Goodwin, an English teacher at Williamsville High School, knew that his school could not meet that standard.
In terms of how the reporting was and how schools were labeled, and increasingly how virtually every school in the country was failing, I think it stigmatized public education. And I think that was the biggest impact it had in how the public perceived public education.
Jennifer Gill was principal at Vachel Lindsay Elementary in Springfield when No Child Left Behind became law.
I think it was the first time we started to see teachers get very frustrated and want to start teaching to the test more than they wanted to just teach to the curriculum.
So one huge point in ESSA's favor, it's not NICLEBY. But what is it? There will still be annual standardized tests, but the Federal Department of Education is leaving details up to the states. Here's Diane Rutledge, Executive Director of the Large Unit District Association, representing more than 50 school districts in Illinois.
What we see in this new bill is that we still have standards, but those can be state determined. We'll still have assessment. It'll be state determined. We still have accountability. It'll be state determined.
And for Illinois, this probably won't be much of a change, since like most states, we squirmed out from under NICLEBY's rigid requirements by obtaining a waiver.
Illinois hasn't followed No Child Left Behind now for 2.5 years. We've been on a waiver. We already have that accountability plan.
That's Larry McVeigh, an administrator with Springfield School District 186.
The waiver states are already walking the ESSA line.
There's a reason No Child Left Behind was passed in the first place. States weren't doing a great job of educating all children. But after 13 years, the federal government hasn't proven to be any better at that job. And while ESSA tosses the ball back into the state's court, it brings in one other player, the private sector. For example, ESSA allows districts to use social impact bonds, where investors like Goldman Sachs fund preschools and then reap returns based on how many children do not qualify for special ed. Another provision allows for quickie preparation academies run by non-educators to bestow master's degree credentials on teachers and principals for high-need schools. Finally, there's an ESSA provision that may seem unrelated. It's the bestowing of a posthumous pardon for a world champion heavyweight boxer. To find out who that is and read the in-depth story, go to wuis.org. Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.